And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day. The clues are in the comments. The clues are in the comments. Plus, we're going to review the best from the best of the best from the best of the best with the best of Christian talk radio. And finally, is the Pope wrong again?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities. You should have seen my dog on the Skype call with my granddaughter yesterday. Talk about insanity. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not professional radio. I probably shouldn't have just done that. It's just radio. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Call us here at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Buying a car is time-consuming and stressful. It all comes down to trust. That's why so many of KPRZ staff got their cars from Chris George, now the general manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon.
The engine went out on my SUV, and I was done with not being satisfied with my used vehicle. I needed to get into something quick, had to have very low miles on it, and also something dependable. That's exactly what I got when dealing with Chris. I'm Noah Dingley here at KPRZ, and it was because of Chris George I was able to get my new car, and I am feeling safe on the road again.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasula here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Your children are watching the way you spend your time.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, July 29th.
My parents, from the time we got home until bedtime, the TV would be on. Stuff like Hee-Haw, MASH. There wasn't any interaction time, I guess.
You know, I once heard about a man who was addicted to television. He would come home from work and watch it all evening, spending little or no time with his wife or his two children. At a Family Life marriage conference, this man realized his priorities were misplaced. So when he arrived home after the conference was over, he moved the television out to the garage. His 7-year-old son came and sat in the room and looked at a picture that now sat in the place where the TV used to be. His son said, "Does this mean we're going to be a family now?" After spending night after night of doing nothing of value, this man, this father, decided to invest in his family. He decided to leave a positive legacy. One final thought. Why don't you consider your legacy? Take a moment and ask yourself, what am I doing of value tonight that will be remembered tomorrow? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's real family life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. As long as Ohio State Ron's not talking sports, everybody's doing fine. If you want to reach this show, I'm just giving you a hard time. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the way to do it. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can make a private message to me if you want to. Now, Ron doesn't have to leave. I didn't say that. Unless he wants to talk Ohio State football, then he's got to go. Then he has to leave. This segment brought to you by Assault Pest Control. Vince and his team, with over 20 years of experience in termite and pest services and rodent services, here's the dealios. It's like the last day of the deal. Here it is. Ready? If you need a home treatment, they're offering 50% off their competitors' price. Don't know how to say that any better. For the month of July, Assault Pest Control is offering to beat up to 50% off their competitors' price. You don't even have to move out while the treatment is being done. Give them a call at 619-475-3768, 619-475-3768, or go to assaultpestcontrol.com. That's assaultpestcontrol.com. We're going to have to get into our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, early because there's a lot and I want to get to it. This first one, by the way, is called The Clues Are in the Comments. The clues are in the comments. You might be thinking, well, where does this come from? Well, I'm going to tell you, I haven't talked a lot about the Republican convention or the Democratic convention. I know it's Republican, the national convention, and the Democratic national convention. And I haven't done a ton of stuff on it, but there's a few things I did in the Republican side of it, and there's one or two things I did in the Democratic side of it. But this one thing I found to be highly irritating, and I will confess it, because I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and I believe the Bible is clear regarding nations and their dependence upon God as a creator. When President Obama was reciting the Declaration of Independence, he avoided using the word creator. And that is disturbing on so many different levels. But let's talk about why it's disturbing from a speaking words point of view. This is coming out of Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. Matthew 12, 33 through 37. It says this: either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what is in your heart is revealed by what you say. This isn't rocket science. This is what Jesus is saying. You know, the words that you say, that reveals what's in your heart, which is why this, the title of this is The Clues Are in the Comments. So what does it mean in somebody's heart when they're reviewing a document that refers to the creator of the universe and they eliminate the creator of the universe part? What does that speak about a person's heart? The scripture says this: but I say to you, every idle word man will speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. I can tell you right now, there's condemnation for people that lack certain words, the key phrase being Jesus is Lord. If they don't say that, there's going to be some problems for them, isn't there? So to me, it's very unfortunate that the president of the United States opts in what is our country's major doctrines or major papers to from which we are established. It is not the Word of God. The Declaration of Independence is not on the same par as the Bible. Glenn Beck is nuts when it comes to that. But the bottom line is he did, President Obama specifically avoided using the word creator. So where he specifically avoided using the word creator in regards to our country, I would like to insert Isaiah chapter 45, verses 18 through 23. Are you ready? Ready, RoboPaul? Ready for this? For this is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, there is no other. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in the land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. I declare what is to be. Present it, then let the council come together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Before me, every knee will bow, and by me, every tongue will swear. So what you have is God making a declaration. Pretty simple when you get in Isaiah 45, 18 and 19. I am the Lord, there is no other. I am he who fashioned and made the earth. I founded it. God created the earth. Remember that Genesis 1:1 thing? In the beginning, God, not anybody else. And so when we're looking at the doctrine of our country, they believe that our country had its establishments and its roots in the founding and in the creative power of God. But our current president omitted using creator on purpose. Everybody knows that. And I refer to Matthew 12, 35, 34, and 35. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, because a person's words reveal their heart. Well, his words revealed that creator was not important to use and to speak of. You can tell me all the things you want to tell me, but the clues are in the actual comments and words that people make. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. We've got a lot going on. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Termites are often called the silent destroyer because they may be secretly hiding in your home or yard without any immediate signs of damage. Vince and his crew over at Assault Pest Control know the damage these termites can create, and they want to help you launch an assault against these pesky creatures. For the month of July, Assault Pest Control is offering to beat up to 50% off their competitor's price. That's right, up to 50% off their competitor's price. Plus, you don't even have to move out while the treatment is being done. For more details or to schedule your appointment today, call 619-475-3768. That's 619-475-3768. Don't let these termites wreak havoc on your home or your bank account. Call Assault Pest Control today and take advantage of their unbelievable offer. And mention you've heard this on KPRZ when you make the appointment. 619-475-3768 or go to assaultpestcontrol.com.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Listen to Mark Twain's advice about getting a physical checkup. He said the average heart specialist can usually check the condition of a patient's heart simply by sending him a bill. There might be a grain of medical truth in that, but there is a spiritual application as well. The way we react to life's surprises and crises says a lot about the spiritual condition of our heart. Jesus said it is not what goes into us, but what comes out of our heart that makes us spiritually unclean. Today, pray the prayer of King David, who prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's diagnosis of your heart on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I do want to remind you of a couple things. Whitefields Ministries, which is reaching out to different villages that have never heard the gospel. There were some really cool pictures on Facebook today. I just want to give a shout out to Steve Wheeler and their ministry, taking water filter systems into villages that are using cesspools as their water sources. That's a fantastic job that they're bringing ministry in. And they don't charge for that. What they do is they just bring it in there, and when the people ask them, why are you doing that, then they share the gospel. They also help network missionary to missionary to missionary to missionary group. And they're in multiple countries and in places that you and I would probably not go, not just off the beaten path, but in places where only one faith, and it's not the Christian faith, is presented, and there is terror for those who challenge that. They bring the gospel even to those places. Whitefields.org is the ministry. I just want you to become a prayer partner in the context of mentioning them before the Lord. I think that's worthwhile. The ministry is worthwhile. And we need to bring the gospel to the uttermost places, the farthest reaches, the every group there is in the world. And that's one of the things that Whitefields is doing. Big shout out to Steve Wheeler and his crew. All right. So I do want to let you know, next week we got Dinesh D'Souza going to be on the show for two segments. We have for almost a half hour. The week after that, we have Jim Garlow coming in studio for about a half hour. Wow, I don't know what's going on. And then the week after that, we have Dr. David Jeremiah. So we're lining them up. But right now, we have one of our favorite guests because he brings back to our brains the reality that we need to be participants in society, not just observers, but people that are engaged. Our very own Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook. And for those that do not know, Christian Outlook is here on KPRZ, Saturday, 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays at 11 p.m., and also you can go to ChristianOutlook.com. Russell Shubin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you again. Hope your week was a good one.
It has been a great week in the show area. I've had a couple other challenges, but I mean, other than that, it's been good. Talk to me about what's going on the best of the best of the best of the best for our Christian Outlook for this week.
Well, in our fast-changing world, we're looking at a whole number of things. Once again, we take a look at the Dems in Philly. With Marco Rubio, we loop around and take a look at one critical speech that people should pay attention to from the GOP meeting in Cleveland. That's a speech from Peter Thiel. And then we look again at a piece of legislation that we've talked at least once about before together, you and I, and we're going to continue to cover this because it's such an enormous piece of legislation right here in California, and we're making it a national story. John MacArthur talks to us about SB 1146. We've talked about it, and it's not going away. The legislature in California returns from their recess on Monday, and so listeners need to pay attention to that. We look at what I would call the death of democracy in Turkey after the failed coup attempt earlier this month. We're seeing a crackdown not just on the coup forces, but upon every outlet of freedom, including journalistic outlets in Turkey. An enormous story there. And Oz Guinness, a wise voice in tough times, visits us again, and he's talking to Bill Bunkley about his book called Impossible People, Christian Courage and the Soul of Civilization. A very timely book and a great buttress for encouragement for all our believers out there.
That's an intense show. Let's start off with some of the beginnings that you had brought up in the first and foremost. You were mentioning there's a speech and a particular speech that is worth noting in regards to the Republican National Convention. I have a question for you because I'm going to ask you a question that I do not have an answer for, which, you know, for me, that's a rarity. Here it is. What between the two of them, what do you think? Whose was more successful? The Republicans or the Democrats in their convention?
I'd say the Democratic convention was more disciplined and had a greater cross section. What I resonated with, there was a show of force of veterans, people who've served in our armed forces, and Jake Tapper from CNN was saying, this was a missed opportunity on the GOP side. It's typically the GOP that highlights this sort of thing. And you had a disciplined cross section of voices representing their constituency, and but on both, I would say, there was a division and dissension, obviously with the Trump phenomena on the GOP side, and at the front end before the convention even started on the Democratic side, you had the forced resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and then with the Bernie Sanders factor. So the real takeaway is tension both among Republicans on the right, among Democrats on the left, and tension in the nation at large.
Is this process now, because it seems to me like the polarization is greater, the separations are greater, is this going to disinterest the people in the middle or engage them?
I would think that disinterest would increase. The Trump phenomena has engaged more voters who and this is not this is based on observations from a number of other pundits and political watchers that I don't have hard data to back it up. But there's a number of independents, people who have re-registered to be Republicans in states that would indicate a draw from independents. But the tension is, and the whatever you want to call the yuck factor, is a discouragement for voter turnout. And so even before we move on, we ought to be encouraging our listeners to make sure you turn out. Whatever you do, you vote. However you vote, you vote. You get out there and you play your part.
Is there, in Salem Media, which is a pretty, it's conservative, and there's, we have, conservative talk shows, and then we have Christian teaching talk, is there a Is there a unifying sense, or is it pretty much standing where it's at? There's some people that say, nope, I'm a Republican, doesn't matter what's going to happen. Other people are going, no way, I'm not voting for Trump. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. And then other people are like, look, anybody but Hillary kind of mentality. I don't care if it's a dog catcher. I mean, is that more or less a unifying factor in Salem?
I would think if you just look at the high profile news talk syndicated voices, there is not universal unity, but a pretty strong sense of people coming together. But there are the degree of enthusiasm, as you can imagine, isn't what it would be under other circumstances. So the it's a changing landscape, both in the nation at large as well as within the GOP, and that's that Peter Thiel that I mentioned to you.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to take these last two questions and kind of morph them into what your show is all about. So you got John MacArthur who's coming on, who's talked to Frank Santo, who's already on there, but talking about the SB 1146. And then at the same time, you've got this kind of a weird sense in the political realm, and it leads one to maybe feel discouraged, which is ironic because you have Oz Guinness who comes on and is talked about Christian courage. Is there a crisis of Christian courage and an abundance of Christian discouragement? Because you look at the political realm and it doesn't look like either person is really, you know, I mean, let's just be forward about it. Neither Hillary nor Donald, Bible people. I mean, that's not happening. And then you've got the SB 1146 trying to eliminate, and California, if it can do something to wound Christians, it will, because that seems to be what it exists for. Is there an abundance of discouragement that's kind of waving through people as they look at this?
Yeah, I think so. And one of the discouragements are perhaps over the past years, maybe two decades, we have thought that we were stronger and of greater number than perhaps we were. And so we think that in the culture at large, we were sufficient to have our values be represented by at least one candidate in critical offices. We were in California here. We were strong enough to at least be contenders in statewide races. And now here we are in a single party state that there are so very, very few candidates at a statewide level. There's individual state assemblymen and state senators and some great representatives, but as far as majority governance, there's so few. But as far as Christian values overall, there is discouragement because we in one sense we may have fooled ourselves, but we ought not worry about the past and worry about faithfulness today, and rest in Christ and renew our hope and renew our trust in Him because we have nowhere else to run.
So that leads me to this last part, and that is you've got Oz Guinness talking about this, the Christian courage and the struggle for the soul of civilization, which is like another reason for people to listen to Christian Outlook, because this is a shot of hope, is it not? It's a shot of encouragement, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. Oz Guinness recounts the story from in the UK from three decades ago or something, where there's a group of believers and there's Nigerians that are there for this meeting, and the Nigerians are talking to the Christians that are there and say, please don't compromise. We are dying for our faith in Nigeria, and don't compromise. And fast forward, let's say that was three decades ago. Fast forward to today, and we have our brothers and sisters in Syria and in Iraq and we see a Catholic priest get killed in his house of worship in France this past week. We have people paying the price for their faith today, and those voices cry out, please don't compromise. And we ought to hear that and be prepared for the days ahead, because no matter what happens in the political space, the days ahead are serious for us, and we should be prepared, and we should have our eyes wide open.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? That was a great segment, Russ. You did a great job. That was really good. And that line about
that
one line you said, I'm going to make Paulie put it up, RoboPaul put it up in the scripting. That one line you said, we thought we were stronger and we had more numbers than we did. It's like that's a great observation to look at. Sometimes Christians say, well, we got it. It's like, no, you got to get in and do it, not just sit there and think, well, somebody else will handle it. So that's really, really good stuff. I really appreciate it. I do want people to check out the show. Saturday's 11 p.m. here on KPRZ. Sunday's at 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. Christian Outlook. Plus, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com and listen to the show online. Thank you, sir. Another fantastic job. I really appreciate it.
It sure is great to be with you. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Take care, brother. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When you were 19, how hard would you work to get into college? We have a story today about one young man who wasn't going to miss out over a lack of effort. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Fred Barley has proven he knows what he wants out of life, and he'll do anything to make it happen. Officers found the teen sleeping in a tent over the weekend outside a local college. Instead of giving him a ticket for trespassing, they listened to his story. Barley, a homeless college student, told the officers he had ridden his little brother's bike 6 hours from Conyers to Barnesville to register for classes for his second semester of college. He had two duffel bags carrying all he owned and 2 gallons of water as he rode through the heat of a Georgia summer. Problem is, the Gordon State College campus dorms don't open until August, so Barley pitched a tent in some bushes on campus and prepared to spend the next few weeks there with nothing more than a box of cereal to eat. Barley dreams of going to medical school one day. The officers said that while they admired his effort, they could not let him stay. Instead, they took him to a local motel and paid for his next 2 nights there. A wife of one of the officers told Barley's story on Facebook, and hundreds pitched in to help, raising $9,000 through a GoFundMe account. Barley says that's great, but it's the people he's met through this that mean the most, and he thanks God for keeping him going. Well, here's another way Christians can help others in need, by sharing each other's medical expenses, and that's the goal of MediShare. MediShare is Christians helping Christians with their health care costs, and since 1993, more than $1 billion in medical expenses have been shared or discounted. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Did you know that Scripture makes it abundantly clear that believers should not only enjoy assurance of their salvation, but cultivate it as well? That's why the Apostle Peter said, "Be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you." Peter's command establishes the need for self-examination. Only by testing your assurance by God's Word can you know for sure if you're saved or not. You see, a clear understanding of your salvation is vital, and Scripture encourages true believers with the promise of full assurance. Your assurance shouldn't ebb and flow with your emotion. It should be an anchor in the midst of the storm. Thank God that He not only grants salvation, but gives you the assurance to enjoy it and be a portrait of grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Living this life.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. And if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. It is true, I'm about to do a segment called Is the Pope Wrong Again? I do want to let you know before you get there that this segment is brought to you by Subaru El Cajon and Mazda El Cajon. Our good friend Chris George, who's the general manager of both dealerships, which means that if you're looking to buy a new car, you can easily purchase one at Mazda El Cajon or Subaru El Cajon. If you're looking to buy a used car, they've got a big lot that has a bunch of used cars, some with very low mileage, a couple of thousand miles only. Good discounts on some of those. That's pretty cool stuff. Plus, these guys have a fantastic service department. Ask me and ask my car. My car will tell you personally. I think if you ask my car, it might tell you I'm a blockhead for running into a block of cement. But hey, you know, that's part of it. SubaruElCajon.com is the website. If you want to go to Mazda El Cajon, you can type in Mazda El Cajon into Google. You can call them at 800-418-4444. That's 800-418-4444. You can go down to their showroom and check out their cars. And when Cameron and I went down to the showroom, it was like, look at this car. I want this. I want this. It's kind of dangerous sometimes for me. I'll tell you right now, they're located at 900 Arnell Avenue. Easy access in El Cajon. Super easy to get to. But the biggest thing is if you want to do business with somebody in the car realm, which does have, in a lot of ways, some tough reputational elements to overcome. At least you know if you're dealing with Subaru El Cajon or Mazda El Cajon, and you're dealing with Chris George and his team, you're dealing with people that recognize their job is to serve the community. And that's how they look at it. And they do the best they can. Is it always perfect? No. I don't think I've ever met anybody. Oh, wait, I met Jesus. He's perfect in everything. Nowhere else do I find that. But they do a great job, and I do appreciate their commitment, their level of trying to take care of their clientele. Just remember, my car wasn't a Subaru. It's not a Subaru. Was not a Mazda. And they took care of it just as if they had just sold it to me. Just great stuff. Okay, SubaruElCajon.com, Mazda-ElCajon.com. Go say hi to Chris George. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Now I'm not going to make any friends. I only got 5.5 minutes to do this. Here is the simple question. Is the Pope wrong again? It depends. Wait, let me rephrase that. Is the Pope wrong again? Well, yes. So Pope Francis on the priest killing. Remember the priest killing that just took place? Okay, he said, well, you know, the world is at war, but it's not a religious war. Okay, so he really couldn't be more incorrect if he meant by religious war, it's not spiritual in nature. Because every war that's being fought on this planet in every and any capacity is in a spiritual nature. If you do not understand that, I'm going to show you how that is in Scripture. You can't make it any clearer than Jesus made it in regards to the fact that we are in a continual element of warfare. When there is the kingdom of heaven, which is also known as the kingdom of God, which is also known as the kingdom of Christ, which is also known as the kingdom of grace, mentioned over 115 times in the Gospels and in the New Testament. 115 times minimum in the NIV translation. I just picked a translation. It didn't really matter which one I went to. That's one of the kingdoms, the kingdom of God. And then the other kingdom is called the kingdom of the enemy. If you need a reference point, that's Matthew chapter 12, verse 26. Mark chapter 3, verse 23 through 24, and Luke chapter 11, verse 18. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the synoptic gospels. In each of those gospels, Jesus talks about the kingdom of the enemy. So there's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy. You get that? So when somebody says, well, it's not really a religious war. Well, if depends on how you're defining the word religion. But if you're saying that it's not a spiritual war, you're absolutely incorrect. If the Pope, when he was saying, well, it's not spiritual, he's absolutely incorrect. 1,000%. He couldn't be any more wrong. It's not even possible. And let's refer some of the scriptures that help us realize what I'm talking about. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. What did they do to that priest? They cut his throat. They killed him, right? The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. You want to get into the depth of this? Maybe a little more theological element? Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Listen to this verse. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, stand. Here it is in verse 12 in Ephesians chapter 6, where it makes it clear our struggle is not against flesh and blood. If you think Hillary Clinton in and of herself is the problem, you don't get what's going on. There's an underlying war taking place. The kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of men, the kingdom of everything else, and the kingdom of God. And every element of warfare, including the fight for one to be saved, is a spiritual war. By the definition that is typically used by the Catholic Church on the word religion, it is connected to the word spiritual. And to say that the warfare from the radical Islamists is not spiritual or religious is absolutely incorrect. The Pope is 100% wrong. The fact of the matter is every war, every sin, every wrong, every transgression, every breach of law, every rebellious moment of man is a spiritual warfare element going all the way back to the garden where there was God, there was man, and there was Satan, and there was the first war involving humanity. And it's the same war since. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
We show our love for God when we love one another.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Mark DeHaan. An anthropologist was winding up several months of research in a small village, the story is told. While waiting for a ride to the airport for his return flight home, he decided to pass the time by making up a game for some children. His idea was to create a race for a basket of fruit and candy that he placed near a tree. But when he gave the signal to run, no one made a dash for the finish line. Instead, the children joined hands and ran together to the tree. When asked why they chose to run as a group rather than each racing for the prize, a little girl spoke up and said, "How could one of us be happy when all the others are sad?" Because these children cared about each other, they wanted all to share the basket of fruit and candy. After years of studying the law of Moses, the Apostle Paul found that all of God's laws could be summed up in one. Love your neighbor as yourself. In Christ, Paul saw not only the reason to encourage, comfort, and care for one another, but also the spiritual enablement to do it. Because he cares for us, we care for each other. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
This is David Spoon here with my friend Jason David to tell you about an incredible youth conference, I Am Untitled.
Some of San Diego's best bands and speakers are coming together Labor Day weekend to inspire and equip teens and young adults to live radically for Jesus.
If you're a parent or a pastor, this is a life-changing event that your child or your student shouldn't miss.
I Am Untitled features 2 days of passionate worship, powerful preaching, practical workshops, and state-of-the-art productions of cinematic film, live theater, pyrotechnics, and laser shows, presenting the gospel in fresh and captivating ways.
I Am Untitled is September 2nd and 3rd at Bonita Valley Community Church. Tickets are on sale now for up to 50% off, and here's the best part. If your church buys 10 tickets, then your church will receive unlimited tickets for the rest of your youth group.
To take advantage of this deal, go online to IamUntitled.com.
Register your child or your student today at IamUntitled.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment is brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our fantastic friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Big shout out to them. They're just gracious people. If you got anything going on with your roof at all, I mean, I don't even care what, anything going on with your roof at all, call them. Talk to them. Ask them. Their estimates are free. They work on all kinds of roofs. They do all of their work to customization so that every approach for every customer is different. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. They do HOAs, apartment complexes. It doesn't matter. They do it all. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. You can go to their Facebook page, Excalibur Roofing. You can also call them. People still use a telephone. I know it's amazing. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. 8803. They are the official San Diego recognized company to deal with unauthorized skylights. Just let that sink in there for a little bit. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Give them a call if you have anything going on in the realm of roof. Doesn't matter if you want to do the remodel or the waterproofing or just the changing. It doesn't matter. They'll help you out. They'll take care of you. They have a stellar reputation because they're stellar people in the Lord. Love that. Okay? Keeping it easy. All right, so following up just a little bit in regards to what I had just talked about, in lieu of or connected to the spiritual warfare element, I wanted to read this out of 1 Peter chapter 5. This is coming out of verse 6, 7, and 8, and 9. Here's what it says. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit and be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of sufferings are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Here's what I want you to pick up on. A couple of good things to note. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you. If you humble yourself, the Lord will exalt you. You exalt yourself, the Lord will knock you down. That doesn't take brilliance to figure that out. Casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Some translations use casting all your care upon him. This happens to be the New American Standard Bible. And everybody goes through moments of anxiety, and they try to hold that anxiety and carry that anxiety. And you know what we have all figured out? It's too weighty. It's just too heavy. It's too heavy to carry everything. I can't carry everything. I can't carry everything in one-tenth of my life, let alone all the other lives I'm involved with. It's like, oh, Lord, here, you take this. I can't handle this. And he says this, be of sober spirit and be on the alert, which means what? I don't know. What does be on the alert mean? What goes through your mind where it says be on the alert? It means you got to be aware. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You've been alerted. Well, Scripture tells us to be on the alert because our adversary, the devil, not our adversary, the concept of evil, not our adversary, the bad things people do, our adversary, the devil, Satan. People are like, oh, that's just all made up. Oh, he's totally smoked you then. You have no idea what's going on, do you? That's how good he is. And he's been working mankind from the beginning till now and will continue to do so until he's removed. And he prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's looking for people, man. You're greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But don't be fooled. Satan is looking for people. And can I tell you one thing about a roaring lion that I think most people can acknowledge without being brilliant animal people? A roaring lion roars, scares its prey, immobilizes them by fear, and then pounces. It sounds a lot like what the devil does to us. But Scripture tells us we are to resist him. How? Firm in the faith. Firm in faith. Firm in our confidence of who God is and God working with us and God helping us. Now, the devil goes around like a roaring lion, but we're supposed to resist him. And we're supposed to recognize that other believers go through sufferings like we go through throughout the world. You're not alone. I'm the only person to ever go through this. Wrong. But you have to resist the enemy. James chapter 4 talks about, you know, submitting ourselves, therefore, to God, resisting the devil. And then he will flee. I mean, just think of that. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. I mean, that is like, that's James 4:7. We need to be aware. There's James talking about the devil. There's Peter talking about the devil. There's Jesus talking about the devil. There's Paul talking about the devil. There was Job talking about the devil. There's Moses talking about the devil. Hey, you getting a picture? There's a picture here. And there's an enemy, and he doesn't like us. And he's at the core. Whatever's taking place in the governments, which is horrid in some cases, don't kid yourself. There is an adversary to the Christians. He has a title. Jesus titled him for you. He is Satan. He is the enemy. He's the devil. And his job is making your life miserable. And if you're thinking, I never have any problems with the devil, that's how blind you are. Right there. That is how blind you are. You must know you have an enemy. But you have the best friend in the world to help you fight. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.